Hello, and thanks for being with us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum Ben Moshe. Hello. Today on our show, we'd like to talk about hate, not because we want to hate, but because we want to learn how to love. Be with us, and we'll try to better understand how does hate spread within the human network, and what can we do in order to make our life better. Be with us, Tal, please. Yeah, we also talked about this on our previous show, that hate is one of the two forces operating in us, in nature, and in all of us together as a society. And we said that in us, there's this inner mechanism, this inner calculation that we make that determines how do we respond to things, how do we relate to things. And actually, what we'd like to understand is, what are the factors that influence my ability to deal with those forces inside of me? Many times we're really affected by this. For example, this week I had a kind of fight with my husband. Then I talked to some friends. They said, we had the same this week. And another friend. And I started thinking, are these things related? Do we all together experience different states that influence our inner balance? Talk to astronomers. They'll tell you it's because of some explosion on the sun. And so what does the wisdom of Kabbalah say about this? The hate and love that we experience in our relationships, is it influenced by the general network? Yeah, we're a part of the network. We're all interconnected. And it's a fixed network. And we only discover more and more complicated kinds of connections. That every connection, suddenly you discover that there are more and more ties and connections in it and so on. So what follows is that we're in an integral system where everyone's interconnected with everyone else through different kinds of other components, connections. And this is how all people are, and still the vegetative and the animate too. But people are interconnected in a different kind of network. A network that's called Adam in Hebrew, literally meaning man, that only the human species, our internality, our spirituality, our feelings that aren't exactly related to our biological body, have a special network between them. And this is actually our connection. And in that network, there's hate and love, especially. And because our ego is developing all the time, then we feel more hate and more love between us. And everyone wants to at least be in some kind of balance, wants to be balanced in the system. But really, everyone would be happy to win and to use this entire system to their own benefit. What does it mean, a network of feelings, of emotions? A network, we're not aware of how connected we really are right now, interdependent, for as long as we're together, and everything that we have between us. We're all in all trying to all the time stabilize our emotions, our relations, in such a way that every time I'll feel myself in the best possible state. How should I relate to you and to her? And how to keep these relations from harming me, at least, or even to benefit as a result. And if suddenly I feel hate towards someone, it's not suddenly. It happens. It comes from the system. So this is my question. The fact that I feel hate towards someone, is it a result of something that happened previously within this network of feelings, of emotions? Of course, nothing happens just so. We all feel everything that goes on in this entire network. And this network has a formula of development of its own. And this development, it brings the network to a perfect and whole, to a complete state. And each and every moment, we have to discover what are those steps of the network that are tying us more and more together, and how can we, by our own efforts, fit in this flow so that we'll all be interconnected because we have no choice, but in a good, nice, soft, friendly, convenient way. Otherwise, things are going to be really hard. When I hate someone, what does it do to the network of feelings? You put your hate and rejection into everyone. Because this network, it exists, and you can't do anything selectively toward him, but not toward her. Yeah, but why? I hate him or her, someone specific. Yeah, but the bad comes out of you, and it works in the entire network. And of course, especially towards that person, but still, by that, you become the source of bad for everyone, of evil toward everyone. But the network, it caused Oren to fall out of balance and hate someone. Right, but this is something that we're not talking about. We can't stop. We can't influence that. I got something from the network. Now the question is, how do I respond? Consciously or subconsciously, emotionally or intellectually, towards something, towards someone. The question is now, how do I respond? My response goes in all directions, into all the connections that I have with the still, the vegetative, the animate, and the 8 billion people on this planet, and I influence them. Can we, like, protect ourselves, like in cyber warfare? I don't know what you mean by cyber warfare. No, I mean, can I protect myself in order not to be negatively influenced by this network? You can't. You exist necessarily within this network. Furthermore, even now, when you're talking to me, you're getting different inputs from the network and you're giving different outputs into it, pulses. Yeah, and you can't control it. You want to be an active part in the network? Go ahead. For this, you have to study the wisdom of Kabbalah. This insight that I got from the network, it's something very non-common. What? Psychologists say that it's not so? No, there are researches about it and so on, but usually people in their day-to-day life, when they're edgy or they hate, either they say, okay, it's my hormones, or they say, he's at fault or something. Yeah, that it happened by chance. We're looking for different reasons, but we never think that we're interconnected because you don't see the reasons, so you think that they don't exist. So what's the important insight here? That nothing happens by chance. That what the negative feeling that I have, that what you got from the network of connections. Look, I'll say it, but let's leave it at that. This network of connections is called the Creator. But let's continue with what we started. Okay. Looking at the world is filled with ever-growing hate in different realms. Today there are plenty of hate crimes of different kinds, religious hate crimes, against race, against the weak, against sexual orientations, and so on. People hate, and they hate a lot. And not only that people hate, but they also do plenty of bad things with it. So, now I want to ask about the network. In this network of emotions that connects everyone, that no one can escape, there's a lot of negative charge of hate in it that's erupting and that's slapping around everyone inside this network at an ever-growing rate. Is it related to this negative charge of hate that's already accumulated in the network? Of course. There's so much hate in this network. It's constantly washing over us. I'd be happy to take care of it in some way. You know what? You get into your car, and I have an idea. You get into your car, you turn on the radio, or you don't even turn on the radio. The radio has to play when you're driving. And you have just one radio station. And this station is soothing music, or a few such radio stations, channels, but, you know, different types, different kinds of music. Oriental music, classical music, but you know, they're all soothing. They all teach a person how to live in a good and nice way through music. Maybe sometimes small conversations, some psalms, some something. And you'll see afterwards what happens on the roads. Yeah, but this hate that exists in the network, where does it come from nature, like the disbalance in the climate or what? Hate is being revealed because everyone's egoistic desire is becoming revealed. We're in a network. We live in this network. And the forces that are tying us together, we're at the crossroads of these forces. And the way this network influences us is that it increases our ego all the time. And this is how it grows. And from day to day, this is how we feel. But why do we suddenly see this eruption? It's like a disease or something. The egoistic development in mankind is not linear, but exponential. So we've reached a state where we see eruptions of hate. It's really going like this curve, and now it's reaching a state where it's practically headed only upwards. When does a volcano erupt? It seems that when there's greater and greater pressure inside it until it reaches a certain point and it erupts. In this network of our connections, emotions, what happens? This network of emotions, of feelings, it elevates the level of our hate, of rejection. Our ego's growing all the time. And if we don't know how to balance this hate, then it erupts in the form of wars, suicide, divorce, and so on. So if hate is something so broad that we're all influenced from and by each other, what can a person do inside this network? You're saying, turn on the radio, hear something soothing. No, this is what a person does for himself. Every person has to give an example to everyone else. A very clear, obvious example that I want to calm down and I want for everyone to be calm. And as a result, we'll feel good. Let's calm down. Let's help this happen. Let's show a good and nice attitude toward each other. No one has to smile or do anything. But simply that our attitude toward each other won't be one of hate, but a normal, ordinary one. Let's try and do that. We'll understand that it's impossible, and so there's a method that will help us be this way, called the wisdom of Kabbalah. How does the wisdom of Kabbalah bring a positive force into this network that balances this entire chaos? It has the ability to draw a positive force into this network against the negative force, not to erase the negative force, but to bring into the network another positive force. How? If the positive and negative meet directly, there will be an explosion, like plus and minus. It'll short circuit. But the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches us how we, through our inner effort, that this is called resistance, that we'll position the resistance on the negative force and then above it, the positive force. And then we have the sandwich. Below, the negative force, then the resistance, which is like an isolator, and then the positive force. And then what we have is a battery, a real battery, that can give us life, both by the negative and the positive force, when they start working on that layer that's in between, that isolating layer. Then we can really enjoy life by that. What is that isolating layer? That isolation is our exertion. Exertion meaning what? The effort that we make in order to position the negative and positive forces one against one opposite the other. Where does it come from? Up till now we talked about the hate that fills the entire network. What now? Okay, listen up. So, in order to discover, in that network of feelings and emotions that we're in order to discover the positive force in it, we have to take all of these 8 billion egoists and divide them into tens. Divide into what? Into tens. Tens meaning what? Small groups of 10 people. Okay. And then, because 10 fits in with the network. And then, inside our connection, inside the 10, we can form the positive force toward each other. We can awaken from within the network that we're in, if we're 10, and each of us tries above his own desire that rejects everyone else, that doesn't want to be connected with anyone else, if he still wants to connect and wants to try and do this, because by this he discovers the positive force that elevates him to the human level, above the animate level, then, in this case, inside the connection of the 10, we discover the positive force, not the force of hate, but the force of love. And then we have the force of hate upon it, the exertion of all the 10, and upon that, the positive force that they discover. And then you really have the whole of creation together. It's a state from which you can draw infinite energy, good states, to control your future, to start feeling on the human level, the degree of Adam in Hebrew, because before that, when you only live on this level of hate within your ego, there you were like a beast, on the animate degree. Okay, let's try and understand the process. The network of emotions is full of hate. It erupts in each of us, and therefore there are many hate crimes in the world. I asked, what does the wisdom of Kabbalah offer? You said, build a sandwich with three layers. The negative force, isolation, and upon it, the positive force. The positive feeling that you call love. Like a battery. Now you said that the practical realization comes through a special kind of interaction in small groups of 10 people. And there, inside this group, suppose we're 10, among us, we build this sandwich. How does it work? Because the middle layer is what's unclear. Feeling of hate, we're all familiar with it. The middle layer, the isolating layer, you say that there we have to exert ourselves. Yes, it's a layer of exertion. We exert to do what? To resist the hate? When I resist the hate that I feel toward my other 9 friends in the 10, and that I want to connect with them, to really be together with them in everything. Many of the people that I know, when hate erupts in them, they try to resist it in different ways. Why don't they get a sandwich there? Probably they use a different method. I don't know, I can't tell you. I'm not trying to compare methods. Intuitively speaking, someone feels hate towards someone else. Obviously, it's destructive. Suppose I feel hate toward Tal. It's destructive, undoubtedly. I try to resist it. Still, it's stronger. It overcomes me. And this is how our relationship falls apart. Now, when I try to resist this hate, there was no isolation layer formed. It's a method. You have to learn how to do it. First of all, suppose between you, like a couple, like spouses, and you're in some kind of collision. So, first of all, do you understand that your goal should be, one way or another, connection? Maybe we remember this someplace, but, you know, the emotions, they're very strong. Intellectually, we can put it this way. Maybe we can agree that connection can be better. Now I hate her, I can't stand her. Just, I want her out of my life. This is clear. We're not to be blamed for it. It's how our ego toys with us. Now, what do I gain, benefit as a result of being connected with her? What I benefit is that we have a family, children, and so on. How can I make some kind of positive calculation nonetheless? My ego can't stand her. Her ego can't stand me. Exactly. Okay, now, let's scrutinize. How can we really rise above our ego? First of all, we have to learn that everything that a person feels, he gets it from the network. We talked about this. Meaning, it's not that I'm negatively impressed by her or she's negatively impressed by me. No. We accept it as the system working in our life, entering into our life. Meaning, I have to accept this a priori, that this is how it works, this how it is, this how it happens. Now, why does it happen this way? In order to elevate our connection to a higher degree. Meaning, we have several conditions here. The hate that we feel, it's not up to us. It comes in a special directed manner in order for us to rise to a higher degree of connection. How can we rise to a higher degree of connection? If we will start making concessions toward one another now, let's concede to each other intentionally that I'm making concessions to her benefit and she makes concessions to my benefit in order for us to reach a state where we're connected above our hate in the effort that we just made in mind and at heart. And if we connect now, then it's on the second level that we want for a positive force to come from this network that we want to be connected in now and will connect us. And also we want to send our positive response as a result of this positive force back into the network. Well, there are many things that I can't elaborate on right now, but this is something that we have to learn. What happens in that place where we have to start making concessions? How do we do it? We do it not because we hate each other, but because this network, it forced us to relate to each other this way in order for us to rise to a higher degree of connection. And therefore, I don't hate her, and she doesn't hate me, but we were wound up like puppets. And now
We're more edgy.
But there's always drama.
Okay, drama, drama, but we need to forget about this and be clever about it.
You brought in the as if balancing factor, the mind.
Not only the balancing factor, but the main thing is the process and the goal, the purpose of it all. This is the main thing. We're not acting as people that are fighting against each other for some reason, but we're being controlled and brought to a certain goal, and we have to accept this goal and understand the operating forces, identify with them, and associate ourselves with this process. What goal are we being directed at? To be together in one heart, and then the upper force that gave us this entire exercise is revealed between the man and the woman. What's hard for me to understand is, when you're talking, I can really follow, it's very rational, sounds very scientific, sandwich, processes, layers, everything's clear. But in practice, when I feel hate, like you said on one of our previous shows, eventually what I want is to simply erase, eradicate this other person that I hate. And this very emotional point that really burns me like a fire. And you're saying, okay, now you have to concede. How do I realize this advice? I'll tell you. You. What are you living for? You have to know. In order to attain some higher goal than this animate life, if you do not relate to your life this way, the system still does. So either it operates you and then you're like a poor animal, or you operate it and then you're an Adam in Hebrew, meaning human being. You have to know this. All the hate, all of our suffering, everything that's going on today, it's in order to teach us that we're in a system and that we have to learn its rules and how can we advance toward a good and nice future. What does it mean to concede? I say, you're right and I'm wrong, or what? Concession. What do you mean by concession? That I don't relate to her directly. I relate to the upper force, that he does everything. He's first. You have to understand the system and try and feel it. You have to learn, no doubt. And these are exercises that you have to do. But this is the true, real psychology. It sounds really interesting, but in practice, what do? How do you concede to someone who practices to say something, do something, or it's something internal? Start arranging such tens, and then divide them into pairs, and you'll see that you have lots of work to do. A couple that are correctly working together, they feel hate, they feel anger. Every time, if they forget, there's like this alarm clock that rings in both of you saying, hello, wake up to the truth. That's it. And this changes the picture. Yeah? And after a few times, it becomes a habit. Dr. Lightman, thank you very much. Thank you, Tal. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.